Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Warren Kornblum, the former Global Chief Marketing Officer of Toys R Us, as well as other leading international brands, and author of Notes from the Brand Stand. He now advises leaders and brands on how to build trust and emotional connections, and on what he calls share of heart. And Mr. Kornblum, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's great to be here. I appreciate what you do and your work, and I look forward to our conversation.
Well, such an honor to have you with us, and thank you for those kind words as we get underway here today. So tell me, in a world where brands compete for attention, what does it truly take to earn share of heart, and why is this so important?
Well, I think, you know, you framed it perfectly. We're in a world that's changing rapidly in all facets, and particularly in brand marketing. You know, with the absolute amazing pace of AI coming on, digitization, all kinds of technical advances, I think that, you know, brands are operating at breakneck speed, and consumers are trying to understand brands and understand how they operate with them. Where share of heart comes in, I like to say that awareness is something that brands can buy easily just by, you know, adding more ads, by being in more places, more exposure, period. You can buy awareness, but what brands can't buy is a connection to their consumers. They can't buy trust and belief. So I think it's really important for people to pause, and if they're operating brands or running marketing programs or trying to build businesses, be they startups or legacy brands, it's really important to understand that everything we're doing is for the consumer or the end user. And machines are great for helping us understand things, for doing research, for optimizing on a lot of fronts, but they are machines. They're not human. And at the end of the day, people are drawn to brands that they believe in, find clarity in, find consistency in, and brands that frankly become a part of their lives. We see it in the way we go through just, you know, you and I and our families. There are certain brands that are meaningful to us and others that are just commodities that we may consider, but they're not someone that really, or a brand that really touches our heart. And, you know, in traditional marketing, long-winded answer, which I apologize for, but it kind of is the core of my belief. In traditional marketing, we were always taught that, you know, you wanted to have share of mind so people would think of you. You would have a part of their consideration. Top of mind, if you were really getting better, that meant that they thought of you first, that you were on the top of their mind. Share of wallet is obviously what every business is trying to get. They want to get more than their competition of your dollars in any given category. But what I really truly believe is that all of those shares are wonderful, but the one that builds brands to be the best, to really be the leaders in their category, is when they do more than that, when they earn belief, trust, and truly touch someone's heart. And I call that share of heart.
No problem in the length of the response. They're so important, and a lot of takeaways there. And in fact, we could actually wrap up this session, an episode of Enterprise Radio right now. Good stuff there. Thank you so much. Now, you also discussed the promise problem. Where are companies falling short between that as they claim, and what customers actually experience?
Well, I think that, you know, it's obvious in our day-to-day lives. But the promise problem to me is, you know, it's great to try and earn that belief and that trust and that clarity and consistency. But if you don't deliver on all of those fronts, you're basically breaking a promise that you make to the consumer. When you tell me something or I tell you something as a brand, and I say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to stand for this, you know, it could get down to something as simple as being a good citizen of society. You know, people like Patagonia, REI, Chobani are great brands that not only sell product to people and are there for people who are within their product category and want to shop with them for the things they offer, but they also contribute to society within kind of the world that they say that they live in and say they're that are important and relevant to their consumers. That's a promise. it's not a promise just to have, you know, a pair of shoes or socks or a coat at a certain price, which is kind of level setting. But the promise is that we're also going to value your loyalty to us by being there for philanthropic causes that we all believe in. That's not an easy promise to fulfill, but an easy promise to identify. I think it's about trust. If a brand says to somebody, this is what you can expect from it, from something as simple as we're going to give you everyday low prices, well, then you better give them everyday low prices. Or, you know, our customer service is going to be there when you need it. Well, then when someone calls you, they shouldn't have to push their button 17 times and say representative. They should be, you know, dealt with appropriately. Their relationship with you is not with a machine. They want to, you know, have access at some point to something or some way to solve their problem. So again, it comes to what do we stand for as a brand? Who do we embrace in our customer set? What do we promise to them? And from top to bottom and bottom to top within our organization, can we believe it? One of the key things I think that when I go into a company as an advisor, one of the first things I do, you know, in almost everywhere you go, from a radiology center to a shoe store or their clothing store or a department store, you always somewhere see this mission statement in their office in a waiting area. And I always sort of look at it. Sometimes I'll even take an image of it with my phone, and then I'll start to talk to people and ask them about what is the mission, what is the kind of DNA of the company. And I get concerned two ways. One is when I get a blank stare, obviously, and that happens. And the second is when someone just repeats the point by point at verbatim lines on the mission statement without putting any of their own personal clarity to it. I think that everybody in an organization has to understand what the organization stands for, how important their customers are. And that's a promise that an organization makes to its loyal customers, and promises have to be kept or you have trouble.
Okay, certainly some great commentary there on promise problem there. Thank you so much. Now, what is one practical way a leader or marketer can start building trust with their customers immediately and not over time, but right now?
Well, I think the first thing is that they have to build trust within their own organization. And that comes from being open, allowing for people to understand, to question what the promise of the organization is, what the organization stands for. But at some point, everybody in that organization, as I said earlier, you know, sort of leader to the person on the delivery dock, on the delivery truck, on the customer service line, top to bottom and bottom to top, have got to be aligned on what it is that they stand for. And I think once you have that and you clearly identify a customer need and a customer who has that need, in other words, a target audience, I think then it becomes easier to go out and say, this is who we are, what we stand for, and you have a need and we're going to fulfill that need. You can do that fairly quickly if you identify, again, a market opportunity, a customer who needs that market, and then you're there to deliver it 100%. The other obvious way, which is not easy, it's difficult, but the other obvious way is taking all those same criteria, a market opportunity, product opportunity or service opportunity, customer who needs that fulfilled, and then looking at people out there who are trying to do it but aren't doing a good job, and presenting yourself as a legitimate alternative who can deliver better for them and build a relationship with them. So I think it's two-sided. One is there's not a quick fix, but being true, honest, clear, consistent, and having entire organizational symmetry is really important, because at any stage of that process it can be broken. And you know, people don't mind having gray area, but they really don't like feeling misled. And I think that today brands that really focus on their consumer and try and build that belief with them are the ones that win, both in the short term, the midterm, and for sure in the long term. But it's a lot of work.
Well, I got to tell you, coming from someone like yourself, this is some rich, golden information you have shared with us here today. Really do appreciate this. We're speaking with Warren Kornblum, the former Global Chief Marketing Officer of Toys R Us, as well as other leading international brands, and author of Notes from the Brand Stand. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, looking at the technology angle here with AI and data driving so many decisions, how can companies keep a genuine human connection with their customers?
Well, you know, one of the things that I advise leaders is chief marketing officers, CEOs, founders, is you got to think like a customer. And to think like a customer, you have to live the life of a customer. Sitting in an office and, you know, working with your computer is not interacting with the people who are the ones who, you know, afford you the opportunity to succeed with your brand or your business. So get on customer service calls, get online on your website, see what's going on, observe what they're going through. It's really not rocket science. I mean, if everything sounds really tinny and machine driven and people can't find a way to penetrate and get that human interaction, or at least feel like they're being treated as a human, not a data point, I think that, you know, that's where it all breaks down. I love AI. AI was extraordinarily helpful to me in researching the book I wrote, not in writing it, but in researching it. For example, in the book, I talk a lot about brands that were legacy brands that aren't, you know, that have had their troubles, like Sears, for example, Sharper Image. There's unfortunately, there's a lot of them that were around, even Toys R Us, which is, you know, trying to rebound. But I look at a lot of those brands and what happened to them, and they lost their way. And if you look at how does that recover, I mean, from my perspective, what helped me with the research is I quickly realized that when I looked at my first draft of the book, I said, you know, I'm sounding like exactly what I am, an older marketing guy. And young people listening to reading the book are going to think all these examples, I don't even know who they were, or there's something I read about in a textbook somewhere, I never experienced them. So where I used AI is I said, these are the examples I'm using. Now give me some that are 2025, 26, and what will be in 27 that have the same issues. That probably saved me 6-7 months in research. It didn't give me the answers or tell me how to write it. But I think what AI can do and technology is it really enables us to move at a quicker pace. But at the end of the day, it's not technology that's going to give leaders and CMOs the answer and the relationship. It's human interaction and somebody at the end of that line saying, okay, based on all this information, this is what our customers want, because customers are people, they're not machines.
Well stated, and you are absolutely correct about that. Good stuff. Thank you once again. Now, tell me, what's the biggest mistake that you see leaders make when trying to build or grow a brand from your experience, and how can they avoid this big mistake?
Well, I think, you know, where we started, leaders tend to think that they could just throw money at something, you know, more spots, more, I'm sorry, I know you're in the media business, but, you know, more spots, more dollars, more billboards, more whatever, touches on online, following people more. And all of that is important, but the message and the connection is what really elevates a brand over its competitors. So it's not, as I said earlier, awareness can be bought, but belief and trust and share of heart just can't. It's got to be an entire organizational commitment. Every single place that that organization touches their consumer has to be consistent, clear, straightforward, and promises have to be kept. That's where share of heart comes from.
Once again, we want to thank you so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. A lot of insights and golden nuggets shared here today. Can't thank you enough. Before you go, and in conclusion, if you could leave listeners with one idea, what would that be?
Well, I think that the biggest idea is trust, that you need to, same as us as people, you know, you and I have to trust each other for us to have a relationship, and consumers and brands have to have trust for the consumer to give. I mean, no brand has a God-given right to someone doing business with them. And the brands that really work at being relevant, being true, being necessary, being honest, and really trying to build meaningful relationships, not meaningful from the brand's perspective, that's obviously important, but more meaningful from their target audience, their customer's perspective. And, you know, when things go wrong, that's also a perfect opportunity to build a relationship, to be there for them, as opposed to just sort of saying, oh, well, stuff happens, or it was in this disclaimer. I think how you stand up when things are good are important, and how you stand up when things have issues. I think that's one of the biggest opportunities to gain share, is how you handle issues and problems. So the biggest thing I would say is be true, be honest, be clear, be consistent, and really try not to just earn dollars, but to earn belief and share of heart.
And there you have it. And again, we want to thank you so much for your time and for those concluding remarks there. And if listeners wanted to pick up your book, Notes from the Brand Stand, or also be in connection with you, or to get more details, where's the best place online to do so?
Well, Notes from the Brand Stand is available, like most things, on Amazon, just under its name, Amazon Notes from the Brand Stand. It's available soft cover, hardcover, or as an ebook, and also, frankly, wherever books are sold online for the most part. And as far as I go and my philosophies, as well as talking about Notes from the Brand Stand, my website is www.shareofheart.com.
And that certainly is easy enough. And of course, listeners, you can pick up that same link within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Kornblum, all the best, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's awesome, and thank you for what you do. Hope you have a great day.
Hey, and thank you, and you too. Again, we've been speaking with Warren Kornblum, the former Global Chief Marketing Officer of Toys R Us, as well as other leading international brands, and author of Notes from the Brand Stand. And for further details, visit shareofheart.com. And that wraps up another episode of Enterprise Radio. We hope you enjoyed the conversation as much as we did. If you have any thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, we'd love to hear from you. And remember, you can always catch up on previous episodes at epodcastnetwork.com and stay connected with us on social media. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and X at ePodcast Network to join the EPN community. And a big thank you to our guest today, Mr. Warren Kornblum, for sharing his wisdom and experiences. And of course, thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in. Your support means everything to us. And before we say goodbye, don't forget to subscribe at epodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcast. Rate and leave a review. Your feedback helps us improve and brings more amazing content to your ears. And a quick reminder that new episodes go out every day. Stay curious, stay inspired, and until next time, this is Eric Dye signing off from Enterprise Radio. Take care, and we'll catch you on the airwaves real soon.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.